Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. It is already January 4th. Can you believe it? It's already moving by fast, so we better make best use of our time. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for the power of your spirit. I thank you, Lord, for salvation. May you bless the listener, Lord, by opening up your word, opening up their hearts, Lord, to receive your word, and may they be able to apply it to their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we left off on John Chapter 10. I know we had a couple of other podcasts in between there, but we're going to go back to the book of John, chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 10. It says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And that is Jesus speaking. And I want to talk a little bit about exactly what he is saying here. He is saying, the thief cometh not but to steal. That's the first thing. But to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give life, that we might have life, and that more abundantly. What is abundant life? Abundant life is a life that is plentiful, it is full, it is overflowing, it never has an end. It is eternal life. Now, over here, we may lack something of a want or a desire, but we're talking about a life that is from the inside, from your spirit. From your spirit and your soul can be satisfied. It doesn't have to always be in want, but you have to check your motives. You have to check your motives and check why you want certain things. And so Jesus satisfies the soul and he satisfies the spirit with his spirit and salvation, everlasting life. And so you can be satisfied, but got to check yourself. Now, when we look at to steal, to kill, and to destroy, that's what the enemy is. I want to look at the opposite or the antithesis of those words. And so if the enemy comes to steal, Jesus comes to give. And we have the ability to receive and also to be a giver because we were made in the image of God. And so the enemy is the complete opposite of God. So if the enemy comes to steal, God comes to give. If the enemy comes to kill, Jesus has come to give, to be able to create and to give birth to something and to bear something, to hold it up. The enemy seeks to tear down and to kill, but God has come so he might bear us up, hold us up in times of trouble, hold us up to keep us from falling. One of my favorite scriptures is Jude 24. And it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep me from falling and present me faultless," I put myself in it, "and present me faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever." So he is able to keep us, to hold us up. So he is holding us up, and the enemy is seeking to steal and kill. And the third one in verse 10 is to destroy. That enemy is coming to destroy us, to take us out. And so God is coming to do the complete opposite. And I use God and Jesus synonymously a lot of times because they are one. And so Jesus has come, God has come to build, to construct, to improve, repair, and restore. So he is not coming, you know, the enemy is coming the opposite way to tear us down, and God is coming to give us abundant life, and that's abundant living. It is salvation, it's eternal life, and it's also, he has come to give his life and to hold us up and to restore us. And that is what he has come for. So when we talk about John 10 and 10, we want to look at the opposite of what the enemy is doing. And we want to be able to do that in a practical day-to-day basis. And so when you walk out your life day-to-day, Monday through Sunday, you look at what you are encountering. What you are encountering and also what you are doing. Is it something that is robbing you? Is it taken from you? Is it something that is killing your spirit? You know, I was watching a movie the other night, and I'm not even going to mention the name of the movie, but my daughter wanted to rent it, and I was watching it, and you know what? I felt terrible after the movie. I felt awful, and I thought, I should never watch things like that, because you know what, you get foul things in your spirit, next thing you know, it imprints images in your mind, and then you're thinking about certain things, and you're like, oh, I want to get that out of my mind. You have to be careful to guard your heart and to guard your mind. And so when you're going about your life, Monday through Sunday, 24 hours a day, is there something in your life that you are doing or you are exposed to that is stealing from you, killing your spirit, or destroying you, even if it's subtle? Because the enemy is subtle. He creeps in a very subtle way. He starts out very small, like a drip of water. Drip, 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 until he creates a puddle, and then a pool, and then an ocean. And then you are surrounded by things, and then you feel out of control. And so you have to stop it at its core, at its root, which means that you need to guard your gates. What do I mean by that? Guard your eye gate. Guard your ear gates. Guard your taste gates. Your feel gates. There's certain things that you don't need to touch, taste, feel, see, hear, be exposed to. If you know that something is going to be at a certain place, don't tempt yourself. Because those things are set up to destroy. But God has come, Jesus has come to give life and life more abundantly. And in verse 11 of John chapter 10, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he is talking about there, the crucifixion that is coming up. He has come to give his life for the sheep. Life for us. You know, sheep are not very smart animals, but they do know the shepherd's voice. And Jesus mentions that in verse 4 of the same chapter, John chapter 10. He says, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And I want to read you something from my commentary. It says, sheep know only their own shepherd's voice. In the Near East, several flocks belonging to different sheep shepherds may be in one fold, a fenced area, but only a shepherd's own sheep will follow him out of the fold. But cattle can be driven, but sheep must be led. Think about that. Think about that. May the Lord bless you. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you.